This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
We usually hear a noisy outcry on the left at any suggestion of requiring a photo ID for voting. But you may be surprised to learn that some other democracies regard them as a necessity. Just look at Mexico, where the Federal Electoral Institute issues citizens a free photo ID known as a voter credential. The system was put in place 20 years ago as a response to widespread voter fraud in Mexican elections. Rules are very strict, and no exceptions are made for those who arrive at the polls without their ID. The agency makes no apologies for this. They say the system is necessary to restore confidence in elections after years of corruption. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, to check into a hotel, or to rent a movie. But we're told we cannot require photo IDs for voting. Liberals claim that photo ID laws would decrease voter turnout and create a burden for the poor. However, neither of these things has happened in Mexico. In fact, the free IDs have been beneficial to the country's poor because they now have identification they need for other situations. That's why former Atlanta mayor and civil rights activist Andrew Young supports voter ID laws in the U.S. so that poor minorities are provided with the ID they need to fully participate in American life. Mexico's laws have also increased confidence in the fairness of elections and thus increased voter turnout. A similar increase in voter turnout happened in Indiana and Georgia when those states implemented photo ID laws. If we don't require a photo ID at our U.S. polls, that doesn't make it any easier for people to vote. It just makes it easier for people to cast a fraudulent vote.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It is Monday, September 9th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since October 2010, as well as links to their website. Please visit spingolaspeaks.info, created by one of our listeners. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. The best way to manage a country is to draw part of the nation closer to the evil system of mercantilism in accordance with Adam Smith's prediction. Smith was the author of The Wealth of Nations. Mercantilism is effective even if another part of the country prefers a more agricultural type of society. According to Arthur Hertzberg, the Dutch formulated the doctrine of mercantilism, a system in which the state exists to increase their wealth and control, and not for the benefit or financial liberation of its citizens. Mercantilism dominated the economic environment from the 16th to the 18th century. Mercantilism involves government intervention and state control of the economy and other factions of the culture. Internationally, mercantilism fueled imperialism and provoked European wars between nations seeking resource-rich colonies and new markets. In the mid-19th century, monopoly capitalism evolved into corporatism by the beginning of the 20th century. With that background, I'd like to introduce my guest today. She is Robin Eubanks. Her website is InvisibleSurfCaller.com. That is InvisibleSurfCaller.com. She is an attorney, and she is very well-read and just incredibly informative about Common Core, and that is what she's going to talk about today. Welcome to the program, Robin.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much. I know you're very busy. I think your website is fabulous. It certainly is something that we all need to know about. This Common Core has basically taken over every aspect of our culture without us really being aware, and the infrastructure was laid quite some time ago.
Yes, I would argue that what's called the Common Core State Standards Initiative, the paperwork clearly ties it back into what was called outcomes-based education in the 90s that was partially put into place, but not all the way. And it was handled then mostly at the federal level. And after Al Gore lost the election, it was partially in place, partially not in place. It sort of morphed into the urban school districts, which pretty much fully implemented outcomes-based education, and it's one of the reasons you get these cheating scandals, because they're pushing a template in the classroom that's not really tied to academics. And so when you get the standard testing of the classroom, they don't do it very well. So the outcomes-based education always needed a different form of measurement that would sort of game the system, which is what one of the things that was financed as part of the 2009 Stimulus Act. They learned their lesson. So this time, the alternative assessments were financed on the front end of the push, and it's being handled much more at a state level this time, or at least nominally at a state level. The idea, the paperwork indicates that around 2006, two former Democratic governors, Bob Weiss of West Virginia and Jim Hunt of North Carolina, basically wanted to bring back what was attempted in the 90s and decided that a much better strategy was to sell it as being a state initiative this time and not federal, so that you've got state legislators who are much less likely to appreciate the previous controversies. And by tying it into economic development, you would get politicians who would see the benefits of being able to basically plan an economy and benefit, friends and family. And right. So that's sort of how it works.
That old spoil system.
A lot of people aren't appreciating the extent to which Common Core is tied into this vision of both workforce development and economic development in the future, with the government at all levels, local, state, and federal, acting sort of in an industrial policy capacity, saying, this is what we want you to push, these are the people we want you to benefit, these are going to be the rules. It's tied into a huge vision. It's tied into transit. It's tied into where they want businesses to locate. It's tied into certain cities pushing certain sectors. It's a fascinating story, but the education initiative doesn't stand independently of a much broader social and economic and political vision of what can all change if you use the classroom to change what people believe and what their values are, and if you push a vision that things can be different. If you don't have a deep foundation of knowledge of history, the idea that something can't work won't necessarily occur to you. And so there's a lot going on in this area under this broad heading of the Common Core.
Right. And basically you're talking about social engineering.
Absolutely. And right. The funny thing is, most of the times when you talk about social engineering, you think of it as a pejorative and something that you're criticizing somebody. But the people who are coming up with these plans actually call themselves social engineers. And they're pretty proud of it. And they openly discuss that they're trying to redesign a society going forward. And that they won't use the term economy. They will refer to it as an ecosystem. I just read a report this morning on pushing digital badges, and no point in the report did they talk about the economy. It's the ecosystem. But that plays into this idea that it can be designed, and history shows that doesn't work very well.
Sure. But if people aren't studying history and reading history, which they rarely do that often, our population has been very dumbed down. And in conjunction with this, I briefly watched a segment on 60 Minutes yesterday about robots, and they are going to replace human beings in the production of cars and other products. I'm thinking, okay, so they're going to manufacture all of these goods, and yet people are not going to have jobs. How are they going to purchase these goods? It just was amazing that that they're thinking about replacing human beings.
There's sort of an argument that will come into play that machines can do this and people can just look it up. But the truth is, the capacity that makes us irreplaceable is is based on how much knowledge we have. Instead of the typical argument that computerization means that we don't need to know as much, in fact, I think it's the other way around. I think history shows that. The most adaptable, if you think about the people who in their lives have been able to change their careers or in the area of practice of law, you know, what they specialize in, is the more you know, the easier it is to then learn more.
And that is certainly applicable to you because you've had a kind of a change in the direction of your occupation. Robin, we do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Robin Eubanks. She writes a blog called Invisible Surf's Caller. Her website is invisiblesurfscaller.com. And Robin, I mentioned that you had a kind of a change in your in where you were applying your attorney skills, and you just kind of took a different direction. You were going to write a book, I understand, and then decided that things were moving along so quickly that you thought you'd better put it in a blog where you could add to it.
Well, actually, the blog isn't the book. That's what's sort of interesting. I put the book aside because things were moving so fast. Two things in particular happened right after I finished it around March of 2012, which was there was a conference over in London called Planet Under Pressure that laid out this vision of a radically transformed global society, I became aware of something that was created in 2009 called the Belmont Forum, with the U.S. and the U.K. being the lead partners. A lot of it's through the National Science Foundation, the actual work's being done over in Sweden. Very heavy reliance on the social sciences, especially using education. And it's scared the stew out of me, and nobody seemed to be aware of it. And then shortly after that, I monitor a lot of different sites in terms of I understand who has the authority or thinks that they do to dictate what can go on in schools in the classroom. And so I monitor a lot of those sites. And I got the ruling in April of 2012 that the federal government was interpreting the Individuals with Disabilities Act students in a way that was going to require what was called positive behavior intervention systems for all students in all schools everywhere in the country, which was a misreading of the disability statute, but it's, again, was not on anybody's radar. So I basically was left with a decision I could push forward on the book, which is really the story of the reading wars and how education is a weapon, and it ends up talking about the actual implementation of the Common Core, but there was a whole lot more there. Or I could put the book aside and emphasize what was actually going on in the Common Core implementation each week as I was monitoring all those sites, which is really what the blog has turned into. It's always been reacting to the actual implementation as I see it in other ramifications. And then in late spring, I picked the book back up, and basically you'll see I write a column, and I'll sort of go quiet for about 3 days. And in between writing columns and researching, I've gone back and got the book ready to go to print, and it's actually with what we call beta readers right now, which is the editor's gone through it, I've gone through it, and I've got a wide variety of people from different backgrounds, because at this point I know the story too well. If there is a flaw in something I haven't laid out, I won't see it. So I've got it in several different people's hands. To some are teachers, some are professors, some different, you know, legal backgrounds and different things, just telling me, yes, Robin, I think you've covered everything. It all makes sense to me. So I'm trying to simultaneously do both, but sometime in the next month, the book should be out. That's the schedule we're working
on. Great.
And it's not, like I said, it's not the blog. So I understand how it all relates, and the book allowed me, in a lot of instances, to know where to look as stories broke, but I'm actually have not been telling the story on the blog that I'm now going to tell in the book form.
Okay, what is the name of the book?
It's called Credentialed to Destroy, How and Why Education Became a Weapon.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Sounds wonderful.
We talk a lot about things aren't working, and just to give you just a small point, we're not trying. We have not been trying to teach reading correctly. We have not been, you know, there is a determined opposition to teaching academic content, has been for a long time, and the book explains why and
okay.
what the consequences of not doing that are. And so that's what, that story could wait. If I was alerting people to the real dangers of this increasing psychological emphasis in the classroom that my blog has talked a lot about.
Right.
So anyway, that's sort of, it's been a busy couple years for me.
Indeed. Well, we look forward to getting the book, and hopefully you'll come back on the program when it comes out and talk about it a little bit more.
Thank you.
So there are all kinds of things going on and all kinds of people behind it, including the Gates Foundation, which funds many of the programs that are involved. And you've also mentioned that this whole idea is a boon for the technology industry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead and tell us about that.
The easiest place to really see the nexus between the technology industry and then digital learning is to actually look overseas. There was something called 21st Century Skills that ran into sort of a lot of bad publicity here in the U.S. So as Common Core was ratcheting up, P21, which was behind 21st Century Skills, basically said, you know, we're kind of closing up shop. We're going to move in with the trade group sponsoring the Common Core, and sort of we're going quiet. And a bunch of people said, good, because we don't like the skill emphasis. And about the same time in 2010, over in the University of Melbourne in Australia, something called Assessment and Teaching of 21st Century Skills was set up. ATC 21S is what it's called. And the lead sponsors are Microsoft, Intel, and Cisco, three tech companies. And it's also the OECD out of Paris, UNESCO, the World Bank. The U.S. is a formal partner, as is Singapore. And Pearson Foundation, who handles most of the planned assessments under the Common Core, also handles the STAR assessment in Texas. That's really how they're getting what looks like the Common Core in their classroom, even though they never adopted the initiative. All of these groups are involved with ATC 21S. So this 21st century skills movement is global and very much pushed by the tech companies. They benefit from not only getting the contracts of selling the tablets and selling the computers and the iPads that are being pushed in the classroom, but there's an element to all the references to innovation that you hear about or entrepreneurship. If you really look at what they're saying, they're not talking about innovations in terms of technology. They're talking about innovations in terms of different political structures, a different way of organizing society. And there, you'll see in documents, there's very much of a fear of creative destruction, this idea that bright people will come up with unapproved technology that changes the world. And that seems to be part of what the tech companies are afraid of. I've joked about the fact that with what they're pushing on the schools, the idea that somebody's going to invent something better in their garage going forward is getting much less likely, because the people with the requisite knowledge aren't going to exist under what they're pushing on the schools.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a 4-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll pick this up on the other side.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Robin Eubank. She is the author of the upcoming book, Credential to Destroy, How and Why Education Became a Weapon. Her website is InvisibleSurfsCaller.com. All righty, let's pick it up from where you left off. You were talking about the Gates Foundation and all the funds behind this program, and you referred to Texas and the benefit of that the technology industry is going to get from selling all of these computers and tablets and iPads, but it's really going to damage a student so much. They're not going to be able to think logically.
Right. The whole focus internationally ends up being on something called competency, which is a pretty low standard and seems to be related to a push that came from the psychologists in the early 60s that education should be just about developing an adequate personality. And if you look at those materials and you look at the competency being pushed, it's capable of going through life and interacting with other people, but there's no initiative. And there's a metaphor I use on the blog a good bit because it came out of a book that James Burke wrote called The Axe Maker's Gift, which was about the technology that can change the world. And between that book and a book that Paul Ehrlich wrote in the late 80s called New World, New Mind, it's very clear that part of what is being attempted is to move away from the rational mind. Do you move away from the mind that's capable of thinking things that nobody's ever put, you know, had that thought before, and to make that much less likely. And my shorthand for that very real push is that they don't want any more axe maker minds. And again, it's the axe maker mind who is capable of the world altering technology or idea that creates creative destruction. And so you're talking a lot more about a government-directed economy. The National Academy of Sciences has put out report after report in the last couple of years that makes that very clear, that that's what they planned on doing. They basically say other countries have an industrial policy and we should too. And one of the stated reasons for the green energy push is that ability to determine who the winners and losers will be, to set up the rules for who's going to benefit, to designate that it will go to X geographical area. And I live in Atlanta, and one of the things that I think that local governments in a Texas or the Southeast where the economies are still growing aren't appreciating that regional equity means regional equity. So ultimately you're talking about transferring prosperity away from a Texas or a Charlotte or Tennessee or Atlanta and sending it to Detroit, to sending it to Cleveland, sending it out sending it to other areas that have sort of had a rough record of driving away business. And
now, isn't that part of the Belmont Challenge document that they want a no-growth society?
Yeah, it is actually. The language that you typically find in any of these documents is that they like the term steady state a lot, but they seem to understand that there's no growth is the what always happens when you have a government-directed economy. And they're okay with that because what they really want is control. And the documents over and over again talk about well-being and about people are going to have to learn to do with less and make it up in the quality of their relationships with each other. And I read that and I sort of want to go, gross. I mean, you talk about social engineering, and you read something like that, and you just want to go, really? Really?
Right. Now, that's really part of the communitarianism, where you put others first, and you abandon individualism, right?
Communitarianism completely permeates this, and I was very surprised. It was not something I was looking for. But going back to the definition of career ready, had it have all these communitarian features to it, and that you should be evaluating the students on that every day, it came up in initially a positive school climate requirement. All of those documents were citing back to Amitai Etzioni's work. He's a professor, used to be at Columbia, sociology professor. He's been at George Washington for probably two decades now. But so, you know, when you hear something like positive school climate and you hear that all the discussions on bullying, a lot of the remedies that are being put in place are all coming out of communitarianism. And so that's throughout the actual Common Core implementation. It's very much of an interest in using the classroom to get students to treat everyone as if they were a family member, and sometimes it's called universal love, sometimes it's called different names. But it's not a realistic standard because, you know, part of how you feel about a family member is you know them. You know what they like. You know what they don't like. You can't know strangers like you know family members. So this idea that you should treat everyone as if they were a family member or go through life always assuming that everything you do or don't do impacts others and govern yourself accordingly means you're going to go through life making assumptions that very well may not be true. And you would do far better to go through life paying attention to things that you can, you know, or can ascertain than go through life trying to guess about what total strangers need or are doing or whatever. It's a very troubling vision that's tied to the actual implementation, but it's a vision that is consistent over decades, which is what's so alarming. The names will change, but never the real function. You'll get it'll get split into pieces so that it's harder to detect, but the pieces all will fit back together in 2013, and it'll look exactly like a document I will have located in the 60s. So part of the key to figuring out the story of what's going on is to find the documents before something became controversial. Because usually the first time people will be forthcoming about what they intend, and then they'll run into a buzzsaw of bad publicity, and then they'll start to pull back. But if you can go back to those original documents and you can see that full template, then usually it's a matter of locating the pieces, but they haven't gone away because they understand they need to get at what people believe. They need to get at what they value. Emotions, what drives behavior. Ultimately, it all comes back to wanting behavioral changes. And
right. Without any critical thinking on the student's part, and you've also talked about the public-private partnerships that are involved in this, and you've mentioned the companies, Microsoft and Intel. And there are
others involved, yeah.
Yes,
most of the tech companies are involved in different initiatives. Hewlett-Packard's involved in something called the Catalyst Initiative with the OECD. Apple's involved with something called New Media Consortium that's based in Austin, Texas. But they're almost all of the tech companies are very heavily involved, not just in trying to sell computers, but ultimately in this vision of education tied to an economic vision going forward. Hewlett participated in a May conference in London that was about coming up with a new kind of capitalism. So it's not a matter of inferring. There are a lot of documents on the economic vision that's attached to the blended learning and the digital literacy, and it is a fundamental transformation. But I would argue it's a bipartisan fundamental transformation.
Oh, absolutely. All righty, we are going to a quick break, and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Excuse me. Our guest today is Robin Eubanks. She is the author of the upcoming book, Credential to Destroy: How and Why Education Became a Weapon. Her website is InvisibleSurfsCaller.com. You've talked about Game Boys and other technology that young children often play with, mm-hmm. and you made the statement that it makes it very difficult for children to adapt and learn how to read after they've become very proficient at these Game Boy toys.
They tend to be much more inclined to for visual stimulation. Reading, if it's taught properly, is a symbol system. So is math. And you've got two parts of your working memory. One is geared towards the visual. The other is geared towards sound. And the part that's geared towards sound and recognition of letters is what's tied to long-term memory. The digital learning push, especially if you know you grew up with a Game Boy, you're used to very graphic images and movement, and it's a lot harder to get the kids to retreat to using a symbol system instead. They want it exciting and stimulating, and the research on digital literacy. There's a book that's about 20 years old, a computer as a cognitive tool, considers digital learning to be kind of a Trojan horse. The computer does the work that the brain used to do, so you can have books are a cognitive tool that strengthen the brain. I could create computer software that strengthens the brain, but the typical computer software being created is much more geared to the visual and is not really building up the conceptual part of the brain. It's much more of the computer as a vocational tool, and probably not nearly as handy as the saw used to be in your shop class. So people forget sometimes that a computer is a tool. So if you make school about learning to use the computer, in many ways you have switched to a vocational, non-mental focus without telling the parents that. It has the benefit of selling all that equipment that benefits the tech companies, but it also it weakens that mind, and the fact that it weakens the mind is very well known in the research. Going back to my metaphor of the axe maker mind, if one of the things you're hoping to get because you want to shift to more of a planned economy, and we get to pick the winners and the losers, and we get to decide what technology goes to production, if that's the kind of economy you're trying to push, then a non-axe maker mind fits with the kind of public that you'd like to see going forward. So if I was speculating that was what was going on, it'd be one thing, but the documents actually say that's the intention. And I've listened to well-known people talk about that the digital learning is to gain new kinds of minds. I listened to Joel Klein, who heads up Amplify, now part of the Rupert Murdoch media empire, but used to be the superintendent of New York City schools, and he gave a speech at a luncheon in Atlanta about a year ago and said, we're trying to achieve new kinds of minds with the digital learning technology. And I'm thinking, well, I think that you ought to be more forthcoming to parents that aren't at Chamber of Commerce luncheons, that's what digital learning is geared to doing.
Wow. So basically there's no distinction when the kids go to school between gaming and learning. And I was thinking while you were talking about this, about the alliance between the Department of Defense and the technological industry in preparing young people for aggressive warfare. I mean, these two entities work together in order to build people who would be quite willing to go into a foreign country and kill people. Or just stay in some sort of office and use a drone to kill people. And it's because of this type of digital learning, correct?
I wouldn't go that far. But the Department of Defense does use gaming to simulate warfare. I know that. But I think... I don't know further than that. That's not somewhere I want to go.
Okay.
You will find if I can't prove it, I don't say it.
Okay. That's good.
That's my good standard. If I'm ever talking about a conspiracy, I'm not theorizing. I can prove it. I've got the people involved who are in a position of power are saying, we have a coordinated effort going on, and this is what we intend to do. What I'm saying is it's too important, it's too easy to misportray, that unless I can prove something, I won't write about it. And I don't speculate. The only time I speculate is when I'm looking at a bunch of known facts and I can't quite figure out yet how they piece together. And I will frequently come up with a theory in my own head and do a search based on that. And then after that search produces the open declarations of this is what I'm doing, this is why I'm doing it, at that point I'll say this is what's going on. But that is literally my standard of proof in both the book and the blog of what I'm dealing with. It's just I have to be right on this.
Sure.
To discuss it. It's just there's I believe that sunlight's the best disinfectant. That's why I'm talking about this. That's why I wrote the book. But it's vitally important to be right. It's vitally important to be able to prove it. It's vitally important that if I say so-and-so's involved in something, I have seen them say this is what we're doing. I'm headlining this conference. I created this consortium. We created the ATC-21S. This is why. Different people have different visions of what the world ought to be like. And some of it's naivete. Some of it is pure self-interest. Some of it's a desire to make the public sector dominant. Some of it is a belief that you can have social justice in a way that history, in my mind, shows that if you make the government the center of the economy in order to enforce equal outcomes, you will have dramatically different treatment of people, and there's nothing equal about that. And one of the necessary consequences of that is a lack of prosperity. And the prosperity that can come from having the rule of law and leaving people alone and letting people become the best people that they're capable of becoming and letting the really bright people come up with their great idea. I mean, the truth is a lot of very bright people are nerdy people. They would never be good at being the salesman for their product, but they can come up with a great idea. And you've got to let the gregarious person who be the salesman for the nerdy person, then everybody does better.
Sure.
Free markets are not a zero-sum game. It's cronyism that turns into a spiral where you take a dollar and all you've got is 60 cents left from it. It's the vision that's being put in place.
Right. All righty. Sorry. Excuse me. We do have to go to our top of the hour break, and we will be back at 6 minutes after the hour, and we'll pick up this remarkable conversation on the other side of the break.